Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're being recorded now, so I'm going to let Barbara go ahead and start. She will probably ask somebody to do an invocation.
Okay. Well, everybody's identified themselves. Dwyn, would you do an opening invocation for us, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call the beloved Archangel Michael and the seven archangels and all the hierarchy of heaven. We call for your intercession now for our greater understanding and our greater awareness of all that is coming forth in our teaching this night, that our souls and hearts and minds may be connected and that we may use this information for the raising up of our own consciousness and all those whom we have contact with and whom the angels and masters send to us, that we can share information that will assist in all those who come to us. We call for the clearing now of our phone lines, of our environments and our homes and our cities, and we call for a clearing now of the full peace and understanding, wisdom to come forth and bless each one. We thank thee and accept it done fully. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to mute everybody now so that we'll have a clearer line. So, Barbara, you'll have to hit star six.
Okay. Let's see. Where's my note here? Well, everybody's identified themselves before we started the recording, who is here so far.
Right, and we'll have a number of people come on that won't be able to identify
right.
themselves.
So since it's kind of impossible for us to keep track of everyone who attends the class, I would like to ask you to contact us if you attended and let us know your questions and suggestions. If you would like to meet another person in your area who is like-minded, let Donna or me know. We have contacts from all over the U.S., and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated more about the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, etc., make a note to contact Donna or me, Barbara, and we will put you on our regular email or regular mail list. And I promise you'll not hear from us very often, every 1 or 2 months most likely. Or someone can call you if you prefer. Now, we have several of our HeartShare team on here tonight. We had Dwyn and Marlene and I think a couple of others that I didn't hear who all else was here. And Barbara and Donna are here as well. My name is Barbara Gabbert, and I'm involved with the Heart Center. The Heart Center movement is composed of many heart friends whose mission is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing their own God presence, and then discovering their reason for being. Lastly, emanating light in ways directed by their I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, you name it, agnostics. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings. Now, for our class tonight, I suggest you bring a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. If you don't have one of those, they only cost about $5 more than a regular phone. And then your hands are free and you're able to walk around or take notes or whatever you need to do. Donna will keep the callers muted to eliminate background noise, and you've all been muted so far. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something at our sharing times, or if you cannot hear the class, please speak loudly, clearly, and slowly into the phone. When you're through speaking, press star 6 again, and then you will be muted again. During the class, we will stop and allow questions, answers, and a brief sharing of experiences. We're hoping to do a little bit more of that tonight. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes or so we can make sure that everyone gets a chance to speak that would like to, and so that we don't drag on and on. Then at the end, after the classes is completed, then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for an additional 10 or 15 minutes. Done our invocation. And now we're going to call upon Archangel Michael together. We're going to give this little mantra 3 times. Archangel Michael, correct, direct, perfect, and protect us right now. Let's say that all together 3 times. Archangel Michael, correct, direct, perfect, and protect us right now. Archangel Michael, correct, direct, perfect, and protect us right now. Archangel Michael, correct, direct, perfect, and protect us right now. That's what's called a fiat. It's a very simple, direct prayer that you can say in a clear and forceful manner if you like to, and just something that's very immediate. Whenever you need to have angelic or spiritual help in anything, you can just make a real simple fiat like that or something similar and call to any master that you want to get immediate help. And believe me, it works. And it doesn't take a lot of time. You just have to focus to do it. And it's great. I use it all the time. Now we're going to do a breathing meditation, which is called pranayama. That's a Sanskrit word. And we're going to, this is to help us to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit and to get in tune with our own divine presence. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Breath. And think of that while we do this together. You can do that with one phone in one hand, or you can put it on speaker and then lay the phone down. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. And just focus on the back of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra, with your eyes closed, your physical eyes. See your breath coming in and out of your body like a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we may say her when we're speaking of the Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra, and as we're going to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out, each statement to the count of 8. And I breathe in my Holy Spirit, we breathe in. I absorb all of her merit. We hold our breath. I breathe out her light to the world. You breathe out. And then you hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. And we're going to do that together 2 times. And we can count. You can count silently or aloud to yourself if that helps. And we're going to just relax a bit. Okay, and then take a deep breath. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. And hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do that together once more. Together, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Great. That's something that you can do any time when you want to feel more connected to your presence. And just deep breaths, even without the mantra, and focus on your third eye chakra and seeing the holy breath going in and out. And it's a wonderful thing. We don't even have to think about it. It happens automatically. It's pretty amazing how our lives, our physical life, and our life at all levels is sustained. Now we're going to get to sing, one of my favorite things to do. Pull out the song sheet that we sent to you, or turn to page 12 in the Heart Center Songbook. We're going to sing Archangel Michael's March. Visualize yourself enveloped in blue light as we sing this song in honor of Archangel Michael, since our class tonight is about the angelic kingdoms. And Archangel Michael is the commander-in-chief of all of the archangels. So you can...
Here we go.
Here we go.
You will bring in the new day of holy faith, the kingdom.
will claim Saint Germain's violet flame by reading together the fiat on the page that we sent to you. Saint Germain promised to give us his special momentum of fire of this flame if we would say this fiat even once daily. The more often you say it, the more powerful it becomes. And there it is in the middle of the page, towards the bottom, in the purple ink. We're going to give this together three times. Beloved Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon earth, and I claim the victory of the violet laser light in this hour. Beloved Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, as I roll back all darkness upon earth, and I claim the victory of the violet laser light in this hour. Beloved Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon earth, and I claim the victory of the violet laser light in this hour. Wonderful. That was given to us on June 15th, 2006, and Saint Germain promised that he would give us his momentum of fire of the violet flame. That's a tremendous promise, because Saint Germain is a cosmic being. Anyway, that's pretty good in my book. Now it's time for the discourse with Archangel Michael, given through David Lewis, and Donna will put that on now.
Before we actually start, I want to give you a little background on what you will be hearing. Tonight we're going to hear David Lewis share a vision that he experienced with Archangel Michael, and this was shown to him on Michaelmas Day about 3 weeks ago on September 29th. I also want you to know that there is an electronic book available online that is wonderful and enthralling to read called Archangel Michael's Miracles Today, and they're true stories of God's angel of protection. It's a group of stories compiled by David Lewis and Carol Wells that will grip you and thrill you as you read them. In fact, I have a story in there included with this group. You can call our store number that I put on your letter or email if you have any questions about how to obtain this. I know you'll really enjoy it. Now, I want to read briefly from a book called The Masters and Their Retreats, and it's about Archangel Michael. And it says, "The Temple of Faith and Protection is in the etheric realm over Banff and Lake Louise in the Canadian Rockies in Alberta, Canada. Archangel Michael and Faith are the hierarchs of this retreat, the home of legions of blue lightning angels who come from the four corners of the universe to serve a planet in travail." And truly, our planet has been in travail. Archangel Michael and Faith invite unascended life streams, and that's you and me, to come to this retreat while our bodies sleep to recharge and repolarize our life streams with the battery of the flame of faith. Angels and elementals do the same thing, for all know what an invigorating experience it is to meditate in the flame room in the center of the temple and draw in the essence of the power of the will of God. Archangel Michael tells us that he charges us with the faith to complete our inner vows. Imagine that. He is so concerned that each of us is applicable to his special charge. He says, "Each and every one of you has stood before the Lords of Karma before coming into embodiment, promising to render a service for the Christ. And I have stood with you, and I have also pledged my energies and those of my legions of angels in the defense of your faith. And so in our Temple of Light at Banff, our angels do come to receive the fires of protection. They are recharged there for the service to mankind that they perform 24 hours a day. Angels of Archangel Michael's band would never go forth to do battle without the armor of light and the full protection of the law. I charge you," he said, "then to learn a lesson from your angel of faith, to put on that armor, the whole armor of God, as you have been taught, and then go forth as you shall go forth with the legions of fearlessness flame. And that's what we're going to hear about tonight in this wonderful discourse. But first, I just want to briefly read to you how you put on this armor of God. In the Bible, in your Bible, in the book of Ephesians, which was written by Paul, who's now the ascended master Hilarion, he says in chapter 6, he says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." In other words, knowing and being firmly rooted in the truth, in the word. And then he goes on, he says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith," in other words, believing what you're saying and sharing with people, "wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And the word is what the masters share with us and teach us, which our website is all about. And it's our song, mantra, fiat, and prayer book is full of the word from the masters, and it's very powerful. And I would encourage all of you to think about having one. And now we are going to start this wonderful discourse. So bear with me while I bring it up here.
During the giving of these prayers and songs, Archangel Michael showed me a vision of what occurs within his retreat at Banff with the archangels and many angels as they prepare to go forth to engage in the Battle of Armageddon and in their sacred work. There is a special chamber, if you would call it that, that is very large. It is circular and actually spherical above with kind of a domed ceiling. That is the place where the archangels come to devote themselves completely to the divine will. And in this chamber, there is an action of light that manifests as a purification, a demagnetization, repolarization of their entire beings, one with the divine light. And they are, in effect, supercharged by their perfect resonance with Archangel Michael, and he in turn with the divine. In this sacred chamber, it's kind of like a pressurization chamber that you've heard about, where a divine pressure comes to bear. That's an infusion of light that builds up the energy of light in their auric fields so that they have everything that they require to fulfill their particular mission. In this chamber, the angels, all at the direction of Archangel Michael, use their swords and they touch their swords as one in a circle. And in this touching action, which is kind of a divine touche, because touche means to touch, there is the electrification of the swords by the purest blue fire, white fire light that you can imagine, as a completely concentrated form of a stupendous divine energy and frequency. And each sword is fully magnetized according to this divine will and power and faith energy, so that when an angel, an archangel, wields it, it has the wherewithal to affect cosmic change and to simply carve away unreality and to energize everything that it touches with this divine light. These swords are literally extensions of the divine will in the angelic domain. And wherever the swords are used, it is an action of that will of God, very concentrated in its power and effect, to, in effect, destroy evil. But it's not really that evil is being destroyed, it's that the energy that has been misqualified is completely repolarized, and unreality is no more. There is a binding action of darkness whereby that darkness is no more. It is absolutely consumed, and the illimitable light of God is manifest through this stupendous action. When the archangels come together and the angels, they stand in this magnificent display of pure beingness and a fiery determination to fulfill that will of God and the mission. And so Archangel Michael gives the assignment for each archangel, for each angel. He is the director of the archangels, but also of the angelic hosts. And so he gives the assignments very specifically. These missions are authoritatively dictated telepathically and made very clear in a multidimensional way, kind of a 3D way, so that they can see exactly where they will go and the specificity of exactly how much energy is to be released in a given situation through the action of their swords and the fire of their beings. And every quotient of energy that is expended is authorized and dictated and then must be, in effect, accounted for when the angels return to be recharged again in this chamber. Now, there is the action of the recharging when they return from a mission, from a battle, so to speak, from an engagement, so that they can have a reprieve and a boost of energy. And there's also this pre-mission charging of their light beings once more as a kind of cosmic indoctrination, as it were, of their mission. It's like a situation room in heaven where the legions of light are there with great planning and strategizing in order to go forth and fulfill exactly what the Lord of the universe requires, dictated through the various generals, lieutenants, sergeants, and those of the archangels and angels who step down the energies and the mindfulness of the divine will so that it can manifest in these dimensional planes. So this is really, in one sense, a retreat that is like a great cosmic situation room, planning strategy room, for these wonderful beings of light to prepare for all that they will be engaged in these daily encounters and engagements and battles. So there is much forethought. There is cosmic deliberation. And in some cases, there is strategizing with the Chohans of the Rays, with cosmic beings and Elohim, in order to look with specificity, what is the next mission? What is most important for the earth in this hour? And I'm pleased to tell you that the archangels and the angels in general rely on the prayers to them in order to allow for this cosmic investment of the holy resources of light from the divine altars of heaven to afford them what they require to fulfill their mission.
I'd like right now to ask Dwyn to share with us about the orders of spiritual beings, what they are and what they do, and anything that she's been able to find to share with you so that you'll understand a little bit more about where we fit in this whole thing. Dwyn?
I'm unmuted now? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there are three orders of spiritual beings, and they consist of the sons and daughters of God, the angelic hosts, and the order of Elohim. And we can see this as a threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power. And the first order of spiritual beings are the sons and daughters of God, and they were created to outpicture the intelligence and the mind of God through invention and co-creativity with God. And they represent the yellow plume of wisdom, created to glorify God through his perfect use of free will, multiplying his talents and graces and blessing all life, mastering himself and his environment, and returning to heaven with greater glory. The angelic hosts, which include the archangels and the seraphim and cherubim and many other levels all the way down to the tiniest angel, represent the pink plume of love and of the threefold flame of hierarchy. And their service is to amplify the feelings and the virtues of God. And they bring the qualities of hope and love, mercy, compassion, charity, constancy, and all of the virtues we require. And the angels help us to amplify these feelings within ourselves. And the third order, our kingdom, represents the blue plume of the threefold flame, and this is the order of the Elohim, or the elemental kingdom. And the Elohim are the creators of the physical plane. Under the Elohim are the directors of the elements, and under them are the actual elementals themselves, the gnomes, the sylphs, the undines, and the salamanders, the gnomes, of course, being with the earth kingdom, and the sylphs of the air, the undines of the water, and the salamanders of the earth. And the elemental beings take care of the four elements, the nature kingdom. The hierarchs of the four elements have pledged to sustain the balance of life on earth, in nature and in man. And the Elohim have pledged to sustain the balance of life on Terra and nature and man as well. So that's what I have.
That's great. Good. Does anyone have any questions? If you have any questions at this point about anything that has that David said in the discourse or that Gwen just shared about
Rebecca, would you kind of run through those elements again? It's the gnomes that know the earth, but how did we end up with sound?
The elements of fire, air, water, and earth? I'm sorry, were you addressing that to me?
Well, I thought you said you were salamanders in charge of the earth, but I thought it was gnomes.
I'm sorry, were you asking me what the four were? The salamanders of the fire kingdom, the gnomes of the earth kingdom, the sylphs of the air kingdom, and the undines of the water kingdom.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. Thank you, Dwyn. I just want to mention a little bit about the Elohim. The word Elohim is a Hebrew word, and it used to be in all of our King James Bibles. They don't even use that word anymore. And when I was a child growing up in the Methodist Church, I remember asking my Sunday school teacher what the word Elohim meant. And she said, it's just another word for God. Well, now I know that it means it's a little bit more than that. In Genesis 1:26, I can remember finding that one day, and it says there, "And God said, let us make man in our image." And I said, why does God say us? And then I found out that the Hebrew word that was actually there in the beginning was Elohim. Elohim said, let us make God in our image. And the original Hebrew word is Eloah, or E-L-O-A. I'm not quite sure how you would say that, but the word Elohim was predominant in the Bible, in the creations chapters, especially of Genesis, because God appointed the Elohim to create this planet. And yes, you can call the Elohim God just like, because we are all one in that sense. So I did want to share that with you. And let's see, is there anything else that I thought of here while Dwayne was talking? You should know that the people on the planet are part of the yellow plume. We are part of what is created that goes to heaven, and some come back, and some of us stay up there. The masters, the universal spirit, the great white brotherhood, universal spirit, the great white brotherhood, all of the masters, they're part of the yellow plume, basically. So just wanted you to be encouraged that you are part of this structure, this hierarchical structure. Okay, let's go on.
And so they are extremely grateful to light bearers upon earth who know the science of the spoken word, who pray to Archangel Michael daily, who give the rosary of faith, who call to Mother Mary also as an archai, and give the rosaries, because these energies also are brought to bear and come into play and affording them what they require to fulfill their missions. So there is an engagement of our beings with them at a very high frequency in our higher selves, in our solar source or reality, and there is actually this level of communication that occurs betwixt our higher minds, our Buddhic minds, and the minds of the ascended masters, the archangels, angels, and the Elohim, whereby we provide certain information from what our souls are experiencing in matter to these great beings so that they can deliberate and communicate one with another and determine exactly where the energies of God and the results of the prayers that we give can be affected and impacted upon Earth with very great detail and specificity. Every erg of energy that we invoke and that we manifest has to be accounted for by the angelic hosts and the beings that use these decrees and prayers and songs and mantras and our love for the fulfillment of the will of God in our planetary body, you see. So the ledgers of heaven are exact. The balance scales of the divine will are absolutely amazing to see in action through the manifestation of the outplaying of this holy will of God. So we can fully understand through higher mindfulness how everything is just in the universe because of this dynamic of perfect balance, the law of karma being fulfilled upon earth with great accuracy. Every jot and tittle, as it says in the Bible, must be accounted for. Every word that we speak affects energy and must be accounted for. So this gives us pause to consider how everything that we do can affect the universe and the state of affairs upon earth, and how our friends, the archangels, the ascended masters, the angels, the Elohim, and the great devas and beings of light appreciate everything that we do spiritually to provide these resources of light for their sacred work, because having this crystal clarity of consciousness that they have as masterful ascended beings, they can see clearly, they can know intuitively what is absolutely essential at any given time to affect the greatest cause of light and change and transformation upon earth.
So this is powerful, especially the fact that every single prayer, song, mantra, decree, fiat that we give in the mornings, in our broadcasts, in our devotional times at night, before we go to bed, or in the classes or in the broadcasts we do at night, they're accounted for and they're distributed and they are used according to a particular, specific, detailed plan. So did you have any idea how important it was, the word that you repeat out there for the angels to use? Think about that. Meditate on that. Every word you say to God, every word you say to your Father, Mother, God, your higher self, your presence, your solar presence, your oversoul, whatever you want to call it, it's very important and taken very seriously. And especially when we do prayers together, there's even more power when we come together at conferences and decree and pray together in the name of the Father and the Mother and the Son and the Daughter and the Holy Spirit. We accomplish great things. And we don't think so. Our minds wander sometimes, and we don't really take it seriously or realize the privilege we have and what happens as a result and how this helps us dissolve and balance our karma. I'm going to ask Marlene if she will share with us just who the Ascended Masters are and what they do.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, you can speak a little bit louder.
Okay. Hello?
Can you speak up a little? Marlene?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. The Ascended Masters are people just like you and me who have ascended from the earth plane, where they have balanced their karma, and they are basically helping us to ascend in our own lives. So that we can transmute all the karma in our life, and we can be reunited with our higher self.
Marlene, you're kind of going in and out as though you're moving your mouth away from the phone some of the time. I'm not sure what's happening there. Sometimes we hear you good, and then others we can't.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, okay. So the Ascended Masters, some of them are like Gautama Buddha and Jesus and Saint Germain and El Morya. So they are here to help us, to teach us the ancient mysteries of the Christ and the Buddha, and to bring in the new age of Aquarius. I guess that's basically all I had to say. Did you have any more that you wanted to add, Donna?
That's good. Does anybody have any questions about the Ascended Masters? Some of the Ascended Masters have become what we call cosmic beings, which means they have been moved on up the hierarchy, or they have become a Chohan of the rays. The word Chohan means Lord. And they've been given different responsibilities. El Morya is a Chohan of the first ray, and he is also in charge of the Darjeeling Council, which is something else we'll talk about at another time. But the Ascended Masters have been through everything you and I have been through, and they've been here hundreds, maybe thousands of lifetimes. And they finally ascended. And they do not have to come back. I think many of them had to fulfill a whole 100% of their karma, whereas we only have to fulfill 51%. There was some new laws or dispensations given that I am very grateful for, because it seems like after you have been here a thousand or so times, you'd really like to go home and stay home for a while. And so we're very fortunate that we have 51%. Of course, when we get to heaven, we still have to finish that other 49%. And we do that by doing our works from heaven, which is a little takes a little bit longer and might be a little more challenging, actually. The masters tell us we could really accomplish a lot if we put our minds to it while we're here. We can dissolve a lot of our karma by serving, giving, loving, sharing, fulfilling our reason for being. And that's one of the wonderful things that happens when we do our prayers and decrees together. Does anybody have any questions about any of the Ascended Masters? If you do, just hit star 6 and let us hear you. Okay, then we'll go on.
So, Archangel Michael desired that I share this with you today because it's important for us to realize just how essential we are individually as souls of light, as advocates for the will of God to the fulfillment of their mission, their work. And when we know just how awesome they are and how reliant they are upon us, and we can charge forth with these rays of light in our services and provide the impetus for them to do their work.
Okay, I would like to ask Dee, Doretha, if you're here tonight, maybe you could share what our opportunities are to evolve upward, to even becoming a cosmic being, or to whatever it is that is our however our plan is meant to be.
Okay. All of God's beings have the opportunity to evolve from the elemental kingdom, from the kingdom of man, and within the angelic kingdom. Elementals can become devas, man can become an ascended master, and angels can become archangels, and on, ever higher within this vast cosmos of God. Man is a co-creator with God. He was given the authority to invoke the presence and service of the angelic hosts, who pledged to answer his call so long as man's requests were in keeping with the Father's will. Being a co-creator brings immense opportunity as well as staggering responsibility. Unfortunately, most of mankind does not understand this universal law. We therefore go about creating all types of dark forms and situations that are not to our highest good and hamper our evolution. Once we accept this concept, we go about our lives totally different, being always aware that every thought, word, and deed has a consequence and its corresponding creation. We desire to go back to God. Because of our miscreations, man requires the intercession of the angelic host, the ascended masters, and even the beloved elementals to assist us in our evolutionary trek back to God. Elementals, man, and angels once walked and talked together, and an admirable goal for every son and daughter of God would be to recreate our worlds, inner and outer, that would help support this community of the spirit once again on earth. An earthly platform of this nature would allow man to evolve along a pure stream of light, working and interacting with the elementals and the angels in a cooperative of harmony and peace that would benefit all of God's evolutions. We now have the opportunity to call to these beloved beings of light and work in conjunction with them to assist us in moving up the evolutionary ladder of light all the way back to the heart of God. And that's what I have on that.
That's great. Does anyone have any questions that you would like to ask Doretha about evolving? We are busy evolving, even right now, if we would like to. Okay, then. Let's go on.
There is this cosmic interchange, and it is magnificent to behold the workings of the Spirit at these cosmic levels that outwardly in our human minds we may not think of or always be aware of, but I can assure you in your higher mind you are aware of them, and this is the beauty and grace of God that allows today a glimpse into this divine domain, Archangel Michael's retreat at Banff, so that we can appreciate all that he does for us on this wonderful Michaelmas day. We praise you, beloved Archangel Michael, and all the hosts of the Lord for all that you provide in terms of our safety, our security in God 24/7. Thank you for answering our prayers, even when we, in a willy-nilly way, mumble our traveling protection. We will, daily as we are reminded from within ourselves, be more fervent and faithful in our charge of light to be active participants in the fulfillment of the will of God in this plane, in our world, with you as our greatest friends of light. Thank you, Micah, Angel of Unity. Thank you, Faith, and all the archangels and archai, and the archangels and archai of the five secret rays. We support you. We love you. We cherish our communion, our time together, as we pray and provide our heart's love to you for your service. We thank you. We thank you for the untold graces that you constantly provide mankind as blessing, as boon, benevolence. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we seal this service in light, and we go forth victorious with you. Amen.
Since David sealed this for us tonight, we won't have a separate closing prayer. But I would like to tell you one interesting little story that you might enjoy. I have some dear friends that live in Quinlan, which is about 30 to 40 minutes south of me. And their names are Dan and Cindy, and they have two little boys. Well, actually, they're probably teenagers now. And they moved to Quinlan some years ago and built a brand new house. They were trying to clear all the area around the house because it was in a rather wooded area. And one day, the father, Dan, put his two boys on this tractor. It was kind of like a riding lawnmower thing, but it was a little bit more like a tractor, a little bit bigger. And he had one child on his lap who was about a year and a half old, and the other child, who was four, stood on a space right next to him. And they wanted to go for a ride, of course, with him on this, as he cleared away brush and cleared the space so they could put in a lawn and a bigger driveway and an area for the children to play. So while they were driving in the bush, Dan accidentally hit a dead tree, and the tree toppled over and hit him on the head and knocked him out, knocked him cold. The next thing he knew, he was up on his driveway, and there was blood coming down over his head where he had been cut, and there was no sign of the tree anymore. But his wife, Cindy, ran out and said, "What happened? What happened?" Because she was concerned when she saw this blood coming down over Dan's forehead. And the little boy, who was four, jumped off, and he ran to his around, and he was looking like he was frantically looking for something, and he said, "Where's the big blue man? Where's the big blue man?" And Cindy said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Daddy got hit by this tree, and he went to sleep, and the big blue man came and drove the tractor back, and he held on to me and helped me not fall off. And then he touched Daddy, and Daddy woke up. And I don't know where he went, and I want to see him and thank him, Mommy." And I thought, that's such a wonderful story of one of Archangel Michael's angels, or maybe it was him himself, because Cindy and Dan loved Archangel Michael, and they loved his angels, and they often prayed to him for protection. So I thought I would share that with you, because that's one of many stories that we know of Archangel Michael's protection. I was checking to see what time it is here. But there are even many more than that. I'll just share one other brief story that I have. I was coming home from work one night, and it was dark, and I had worked late because I needed to put in a lot of orders at our store. And this is a several years ago now, about 5 years ago or so. And as I was driving down this country road, which goes to our house, and I was doing decrees even to Archangel Michael, but I suddenly looked up, and there were two horses running straight toward my car. And apparently the lights, the headlights of the car, sort of blinded them and confused them. I was not going slow, and I couldn't stop fast enough because I was going probably about 55 to 60 miles an hour. And they ran right into the car, head up, headlong into the car, and totaled the car between the two of them. One horse died, I found out later. The other one ran off. And I noticed right afterwards, of course, I was just shocked. And the glass was falling all over my head and all over my clothes and so forth. But the car was still running. So I proceeded on down the highway because I only had about two or three more blocks to go to my house. And my husband was there, and I knew he would help me figure out what to do. So I got there, and Russ was just horrified when he saw me. He said, "Oh, my goodness," he said, "you're covered with pieces of horse and glass." He said, "Go in and carefully take off your clothes and get in the shower before you cut yourself." Well, I didn't have a single cut on me anywhere. He immediately got on. He had a motorcycle, and he went back to the scene of the accident and to check to find out what was happening and to call the police and so forth. Well, what ended up was one horse did fine. I did fine. I didn't have any problem. After I had gotten out of the car and gotten into the house, nobody could get back into the car. We couldn't figure out how anybody had gotten out of it. It was so mangled. And I didn't have any injuries at all. And we were completely covered by our insurance, and we got a much better car as a result with money left over from our insurance, which was quite amazing. So it was an experience that apparently I needed to have. And when you have experiences like that, you need to sit down and meditate and determine what it is you were meant to learn from it. And I knew what I learned. I was never supposed to be driving that fast on that country road on a dark night that was not very, in which the vision was not too clear and there were no street lights. And I could have prevented the life of being gone of one horse. So that was part of what I learned. But I also was very blessed by all of it and very grateful for the protection of Archangel Michael. Now we are going to stay a little bit longer, and if anybody has any questions that you would like to ask tonight about the archangels or about the Elohim or about the masters of the Universal Great White Brotherhood or cosmic beings, or surely you have a lot of questions because I get them by emails a lot. So feel free to hit star and then six and ask your questions. And if you don't have any questions, then we'll go directly into our prayer time tonight because we have plenty of time. Okay? Questions and or stories. If you have any stories, if any of you have had answers to prayer in which the angels have helped you or God has helped you or directed you, please share because this is a blessing to all of us. Just hit star 6. Okay, then let's go into our prayer time. And I'm going to, let's see, I think I can unmute everybody here for a few minutes. Or you can, actually it would be easier if you just hit star 6. And share any prayer requests that you have. I know there are some because I've heard them. Go ahead.
Hello, Donna?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Neva.
Uh-huh.
After I finished speaking to you this morning, my doctor called to tell me that the ultrasound I had yesterday, everything is normal. So thank you for your prayers and everyone's prayer. Thank you so much.
Well, we will continue to pray for you because
you.
I know you've had a lot of a big battle with asthma
yes.
and arthritis.
Yes.
and other things. So we will put you down anyway, and we will thank God for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Donna. This is Carolyn in Eugene, Oregon. And I know you've all been praying for my sister, Liz,
mm-hmm.
in Grants Pass. She has spinal cancer and a tumor in her lung. And
mm-hmm.
all this week and all next week, she's getting this new thing called pinpoint laser radio, whatever it's called, in that spot on her spine. I just want everybody to continue to pray that this will clear. I
okay.
need her in my life so much.
She lives in, how far is Grants Pass from where you are?
Probably about 200 to 300 miles.
Okay. And she has spinal cancer and it's gone into her lung?
She's got spots in her lung too and cancer. And she had bone cancer and she was able to overcome it. Now it's in her spine.
Mm.
And she's getting this new healing technique called pinpoint laser, whatever you call it.
Okay.
And so anyway, she has to go all next week. She has an appointment every day next week, and I just pray that this works.
Yes,
or
I got
her. Either a higher dimensional happening.
Right, that's Liz, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good, Carolyn. We have Liz down here.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Gigi from Vancouver, Canada.
Gigi, hi.
Hi. I hope I didn't cut anyone off. I just wanted to ask for prayer for myself,
mm-hmm.
For complete healing for my Bell's palsy. And
mm-hmm.
I've had it for 4 months. I mean, I've healed up a lot, but I still have a little bit of a problem. And when I asked for prayer for my son in his dance career, that he becomes successful.
What kind of career did you say?
Oh,
he's in?
I'm sorry? What was that?
What did you say your son is doing?
He's a dancer.
Oh,
he's a very good one.
Good. Well,
and,
what is his first name?
My name is Gigi.
No, I mean your son's first name.
Oh, Alexi.
Alexi. Okay, we will pray for you, Gigi, and for Alexi for these things.
Thank you.
And where do you have a Bell's palsy, on the right or the left side?
My right side. And I've been going to acupuncture. It's helped me a lot. But, you know, after 4.5 months, I still have struggled a little bit on my mouth, my cheek, right cheek area.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Good. Okay, we've got those things down. We've got your son Alexi down for success in his dancing. Okay, Bell's palsy takes a while, believe me, but you will keep getting better. Okay,
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Gigi. I'm so glad you shared. Do we have anybody else?
Hi, Dada. This is Joyce. I just wanted you to know I was here.
Yes. Hi, Joyce. How can we pray for you tonight?
Well, I'm a little tired. I've been getting ocular migraines.
Okay.
And a lot of tightness in my chest where the pacemaker is. And I think I explained to you I have not enough muscles in my chest to hold the pacemaker, and the muscles have all loosened around my heart. And I just found that out a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said that's probably, well, I'm completely housebound, you know.
Right.
And I can't move much, but I didn't know it was because of the heart.
Right, yes. Well, we understand.
So at some time, I will be having my fourth pacemaker put in. And there is some calcification around the heart.
Okay. Okay.
And
we've got it down, Joyce.
What?
I've got it down here. We're going to pray for your fatigue, for the ocular migraine.
Oh, I don't have fatigue. It's all heart. And
right.
It has affected my right eye with ocular migraines.
Okay. Right eye with ocular migraines. I've got it.
Yeah, and severe pain in the left eye socket, which I've had all this for about 15 years now.
Okay. We'll pray for relief of that, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Rebecca, and I was wondering if you'd pray for my brother-in-law. He had a brain tumor many years ago, and in their removal of the this was in England when he was in the service, and the removal of the tumor, he took out enough of it so that he was hemiparetic on the left side, and ended up from the radiation treatment, it kind of damaged the optic nerve, so he's blind.
Okay.
But on top of that, he smokes four packs of cigarettes a day, which makes him kind of obnoxious, and it's not very good for his health. So I think if we just started with that one thing, that'd be something.
Rebecca, what is his first name?
His name is Bo Strong.
Bo. We'll just call him Bo. Okay, thank you. We've got that down. He's blind. He's a heavy smoker. We need to just pray for God to take his heart and soften it and help him to get in touch and know what he should be doing and to do it. Okay, thank you, Rebecca. Anyone else? Lee, are you still on? I know that one lady is coming on tonight, Lee, and she asked for special prayer for her husband, Ted, who is having some tests tomorrow. I think he's having a colonoscopy. And for her brother, Ralph, who has numerous physical problems, so we'll put that down. And anybody else on here tonight with prayer requests?
Donna?
Yes.
Would you please pray for Lola? She's still on the road, you know.
Okay.
She went to give injection to one of her patients, you know.
Okay,
so
she's seeing a patient.
She couldn't get through to the prayer line. Shola, would you please pray for them that, you know, everything goes well for them and their health?
Okay.
And Nick.
Joel and Nick, all right.
Yeah, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. I might mention here that I'm aware that Lola is Minerva's daughter, and she is a doctor in Dallas, and tonight she couldn't come on the class because she had to make house calls, and she's seeing that one patient who is extremely ill that she's concerned about. And Minerva also has a daughter named Shola, and Shola and Nick, her husband, they need prayer for him to have a regular good job and to be in good health. Mm-hmm. Any other prayer requests?
Hi there. This is Gigi again. Just can I ask for prayer for just some guidance with anything in my life?
Yes, we'll pray for guidance for you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask prayer tonight from all of you, if you will be praying with us, for the people that are going on a pilgrimage to Ghana, Africa. We're leaving a week from today, and it's going to be a lot of traveling, I think about 11 hours just to get over there. And we have some very important things to do. As you know, Africa, many parts of Africa are in turmoil, and we would appreciate your prayers for us to really be able to put the light, to emanate the light and the energy that is needed for this whole situation while we are there very successfully for our protection as we travel to Ghana and some of us to South Africa later. Just pray for our protection, our good health, our wisdom, and our love and compassion to come through in every situation, and much wisdom. Especially we would pray this for David Lewis tonight, since he is also putting on a university course. I think I've talked to you some of the time about Maru University, which is a course that you can take online with the Heart Center, and He's doing that. And so I would appreciate your prayers for him to be in top shape for that. Because it's very hard sometimes to meditate and to be in attunement when there are when you're in a strange situation, when people are making noises, and there are many, many challenges when you move around from place to place and are sharing what the Masters have for you to share in these different places. So pray for David's great attunement and good health on this trip.
Yes.
I would especially appreciate prayer for me because I have had a number of health challenges all summer, and I'm still battling the allergies, and so I guess that's about it. There's eight things here. I'm just going to go over them and ask Dwayne and Dee and Marlene and Barbara to take some of these. Barbara, if you're still there, would you take Minerva? And her request for Lola and Shola, and also take Carolyn and Eugene.
I did.
Okay.
I'm muted, but I'm leaving.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. Dwayne, are you there? If you're there, could you take Gigi and Joyce? And
thank you.
Yeah. And if you don't, if someone doesn't get covered, I'll cover. Marlene, would you take Rebecca and Lee? Rebecca is request prayer for her brother-in-law, Bo, and Lee for her husband, Ted, and her brother, Ralph. And I will take anything else. Okay. Barbara, if you're there, could you start?
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call to Blessed Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and all the healing angels, to the beloved Maha Chohan, the Holy Spirit, and to Archangel Michael and all the angels that we have talked about this night. And we pray for the health and well-being and protection of Minerva's daughter Lola, who's still on the road, who's out making house calls and serving her patients, help her business to prosper and flourish and keep her strength and stamina and health strong, and help her to keep her wits about her and keep working in service to help her patients. We pray for Minerva's daughter Shola and her husband Nick, that he finds a good, stable job that will sustain their family. And we also ask this blessing for the many families that are struggling in these difficult economic times, to bless them with your great abundance. Let your emerald green ray flow into their lives and hearts. Amen.
I'm going to pray for Carolyn and Eugene. I'm going to pray for her sister Liz, who's in Grants Pass. And I call tonight, beloved ones, beloved Mother Mary, and the Mothers of Heaven, and Raphael and your many healing angels. We call to you tonight for the healing of Liz, who has had spinal cancer, and now she has spots in her lungs. And we pray for success for this new treatment called pinpoint laser treatment according to the will of God. And we pray that Liz will learn what she needs to learn from all of this experience. And we pray tonight for David as he prepares to go to Ghana on his pilgrimage, and for all the people that are going on the pilgrimage, for the protection of their health and well-being in every aspect. May they pack wisely and prepare astutely and carefully in every step of their preparation to go, and be ready to step in and serve in whatever way they are needed on this trip. And we pray for the people that we will be ministering to there and sharing with, for their open-heartedness and alignment with what we have to share with them. Okay, is there anybody else there that could pray tonight?
I'm here, Donna.
Oh, good. You go ahead.
Who did you want me to do it for, Donna?
If you could take Gigi from Vancouver and Joyce.
Okay.
Hello, am I muted? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, go
can you
on,
hear
Duane.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can hear you now, Duane.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I was muted and I didn't see that. In the
go
name
ahead.
Of the, in the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, my Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call to you, beloved Mother Mary, beloved Raphael, beloved Archangel Michael, and healing all healing angels to come forth for Gigi and assist her in finding the comfort and working with her body elemental and the angels to help her in her Bell's palsy, and particularly the right side of her mouth and her cheek, that it may receive the healing unguent and perhaps even through the cheek and around the mouth. And seeing, we ask you, beloved Saint Germain, to flood forth your violet ray also into her, the right side of her face and her mouth and her cheek. And for her body elemental and her Holy Christ Buddha self to speak within her heart and give her whatever will assist her in her process of healing inside and outside of whatever is the requirement in this hour. We call for her son, Alexei? Or Alexei?
Yes.
Alexei? And that he be divinely guided and directed within his dance career and led by the elementals and the angels to bring forth the highest creativity, the highest form of creativity and expressions of God within his dance. And we, in the name of the I Am That I Am and the Holy Christ Buddha Self of Joyce and myself, I call for the healing of her right eye and the pain in her left eye socket, all in God's perfect holy will, wisdom, and love, as I call that holy will, wisdom, and love in Gigi and Lexi. And I call for the angels, beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, to enfold her and her the cause, effect, record, and memory of the ocular migraines that she's experiencing. And I ask that that violet flame and the emerald ray just move throughout her whole eye and the cause, effect, record, and memory of the tightness within her chest from the muscles, the weak muscles in the chest, and that she may have that support. We called her body elemental to help support that pacemaker and allow her chest to be in a comforting, relaxed, and yet strong place to support it.
God bless you, dear. I love you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Dee, if you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You
yes.
can take Rebecca and Lee.
Okay. In the name I Am That I Am, in the name of beloved Mother Mary Kuan Yin and beloved Portia, who always brings justice and opportunity, we call now for a blessing upon beloved Rebecca and her brother, who is smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. We ask for this blessing upon Bo, that he receive the direction from the hands of the archangels at this hour, that he receive the inner sight from the heart of Cyclopea. We call now that he will be directed by his beloved body elemental, by his beloved guardian angel. And we ask that this beloved family, Rebecca and her brother, receive all the grace of heaven that can be bestowed upon these blessed souls at this hour. We also call for a blessing from the hands of the archangels, from the Chohans, from the blessed Elohim of God for the blessing upon Lee's husband, Ted, and for the direction of the doctors and the therapist and whoever will be delivering this colonoscopy to him tomorrow. We call for the direction of and the perfection of all that must be accomplished in regard to this test. We call for a blessing upon her brother Ralph, and we ask for the direction of his soul and the healing according to the will, wisdom, and love of Almighty God. We call now that all these calls be adjusted according to God's holy will, wisdom, and love, and we accept healing, we accept wholeness, we accept grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen. I'll just close. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we offer all our praise and thanksgiving and gratitude and love to the hierarchs of heaven, to all of the entire spirit of the Great White Brotherhood, the cosmic beings, and all who love this planet and are rooting for her going into the next dimension. To the dominions and principalities of virtues and the seraphim and the chohans of the rays and all of the beings of Almighty God, we send forth our love and our gratefulness tonight. We particularly pray for the Occupy Wall Street situation and for people who are demonstrating for they know not what, some of them. They just are upset and unhappy. And we pray for them to be lifted up and to see the truth and to see the light, and for the wheat to be separated from the chaff. And those people who are really out there because they want to honor God, want to see good things happen, for them to be encouraged and lifted up. Help us to be faithful in prayer for our nation, our country, ourselves, our families, and even for our bodies. May we learn the lessons from our bodies and from our experiences that we are here to learn. Thank you for this class, beloved Archangel Michael, and for each person that attended it. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, the next class will probably be November 17th, if we can figure out how to do it, with me getting back on November 10th. So I'm going to be calling on Barbara. She'll be doing quite a bit of work in organizing this.
I can send out the letters, Donna. Don't you worry about that, okay?
That'll be great. And our class is going to be with a lady who is called the Goddess Aeola. And she's from the Pleiades, and she has a wonderful message. She heard all about it. She couldn't help hear about this planet because of the light that's coming forth from it now. And she wanted to help us, and she has a very special gift for us in this class. So we'll be hearing about it soon. So I'm going to say thank you to everybody, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless everyone.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for attending and for your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Donna.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, girls.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.